Greetings and welcome. I'm Kim, and this is Creation E, a meditation podcast where you will find discussions and meditations to feed your soul and expand your hearts. This is episode number 3 of the Compassion series,
where we'll be discussing the concept of fear and compassion. Fear is something that, as humans, we know very well. However, we do not understand all of the fears that arise within us, nor do we understand our behavioral patterns as a result of a fear-based energy within ourselves, within our field of energy. So today we'd like to unpack more about sitting with our fears, understanding them, and using our compassion to shift and transform those lower, denser energies that arise within our experience here on Earth. Inevitably, we are in a dimensional world that is lower in density, or has been through our evolutionary shift here, evolutionary process or journey. These energies are transforming. That means they are raising, they are ascending in nature. And for this reason, so are we. We are part of a bigger process or bigger concept of evolution. So as planets shifts, the earth shifts, so do we. And that means an uprising of all lower density within our energy field must come up. They must arise for them to be seen and transformed. A fear, like anything, is an experience. And an experience usually relived in a present moment, like such a trigger. But it's really an experience that once was, that has been surfaced up to be released. Because it really doesn't exist when you're fully present and in your higher dimensional space of love. It just doesn't exist. Both love in its purest form and fear are opposing energies. They do not coexist. However, compassion allows us to shift from that lower density into, and shifting meaning that we are transforming the pattern of that energetic experience into what it truly is, which is love. It always is love. Love is the foundation of all that is and all that ever will be. So wherever there is fear, we can see that there is a vibrational misalignment with the greater truth of your existence. And that misalignment is simply residual energy from past experiences that must be reclaimed and transformed, healed, if you will. And when you begin to understand that you've taken on many embodiments in many lives, then there has been an accumulation of these lower densities within your field, within your energy, which are coming up to surface to be transformed, transmuted, and healed so that your body begins to be more in alignment with the true nature of your being, which is unconditional essence of love, of light. And so we'd like to look at how then in our everyday experiences can we bring more compassion to help us shift through these experiences, because when these experiences occur, which make us feel very uncomfortable, we have habitually learned protective mechanisms that shift us away from the ability to heal it. We avoid the experience itself in many ways. And so this is what we'd like to explore, is how can you, in these moments of uncomfortable experiences that are occurring and will continue to occur until they are clear from your energy field, how can we then work with becoming more neutral around our experiences so that we can hold a space for what is wanting to be transformed rather than running away from it. We wish today to broaden the perspective of why you are experiencing what you're experiencing and how to quickly allow those experiences to change and to shift. We'd like to begin with the exploration of the fears that arise around love. When the matters of the heart, as you say, are involved, there are many, many fears that arise within the human experience. Fears such as betrayal, abandonment, loss, grief, you name it, there are more. And there are plenty. And all of these fears have been, and this is the key word we'd like to emphasize, is they have been. They are not currently occurring unless you are in the middle of a betrayal experience. They are not there in the present moment. We've mentioned before that presence in the moment that you are in, fear does not have a space. Fear is a memory, an energetic memory imprint in your field that overshadows the truth underneath it, the reality, the true, real reality of what is. And so often we can't access that truth because it is overshadowed by an energetic imprint or a false information that creates mental images and imprints that creates suffering. So let us explain what we mean. when you are about to enter a new relationship, for example, in any kinds of relationship, whether it be a romantic relationship, a new partnership, a new work experience, a new friendship, let us just call it the relationship. Wherever there has been in the past a betrayal experience, and that doesn't mean you recall the experience itself. It doesn't mean that you even remember any of it. It just has happened. And it has happened and it has been imprinted in your energy field. That means that piece of information is within your matrix of you. And it has a connection to your mind. That means that whatever's in your energy field is also in your mental field, is also in your emotional field. So your mental field would be relaying information from what is in your energy field. So if your energy field has a wound of an experience of betrayal, then your mind would have thoughts of mistrust or distrust or a fear of openness, fear of allowing oneself to fully be love, to express love, of fully being seen, of sharing. It would have resistance around and resisting thoughts around the current situation. When we recognize that our fears are an experience of a past, we can enter a state of neutrality that allows us to be objective in observing the mental thoughts that are occurring without allowing them to change our emotional state. That requires a lot of practice and work. And this is the mastery stage that we are working at developing as your soul evolves. To be able to be witness to this internal experience without being swept away is, I want to say, a skill that you develop. When an abandonment or a betrayal wound is triggered, all alarms in your system go off. And getting to know what those alarms look like is very important. Some will have physical experiences. Some will have avoidance experience where they leave the body and go into thinking more, or complete disconnect. There are many, many ways in which we have built protective mechanisms that avoid the feeling of the uncomfortableness of the lower densities that are rising to the surface. So how then do we work with this? How do I take compassion? Where does compassion come into this? When I'm triggered and I feel fully, I'm reliving almost past experiences of betrayal and that my current situation is triggering me or triggering these memories, not me myself, but my memories are being brought to the surface. What does one do with this? One is to bring yourself to present moment. To recognize that in your heart, in the core of your silent heart, there is a space for that fear to sit with you. For that experience to be present within yourself, to look at it and go, wow, okay, here you are. But here in this moment, that is not the same. That once was, but does not have to be again. I choose to enter this new relationship with a different experience. I choose to heal, release, and shift my mental patterns around what it means to truly be in a loving relationship. How can I create a new experience with what is happening in the moment? It is your thoughts and your energy that creates an experience. So if you carry the betrayal wound, you carry that energy in your field, then your thoughts around it will magnify that fear and you're going to carry it into your new experiences, creating a new experience of betrayal, a new experience of abandonment, a new experience of grief and loss. And so every moment is a new opportunity to create a mental shift. And when you do that, you're recreating a new pattern, allowing the old to be transformed. And so little bit by little bit, these relationships are actually serving you to upgrade, if you will, your energetic pattern. And so compassion allows you to work through all of that internally. It's having a space where you can meet yourself and look at what is. Look at the so-called pain that you are experiencing. Allow it to surface. And allow it to let go. The suffering that we have around that is simply our attachment to the experience and our fear of having it happen again. The more that we fuel that fear with attention or more thoughts around what it could be, what if, what if, what if, and we forget that in the moment it's not even there, it's not even there. If we can focus on the moment and keep it there, that fear will begin to transform. Now, some wounds are deeper than others, and so some will require more time and a slower process, but that can shift quickly as well with the choice of choosing to trust in yourself, in the highest aspect of yourself, to create a new experience of love. that mirrors a deeper truth within you rather than mirrors a fear within you. Remembering that every experience that is occurring is in your field of existence. And so, any densities around the heart field that the soul must heal as it's going through its ascension evolutionary phase here of higher consciousness will require compassion. It will require patience in order to transform those lower densities so that the truth can be exposed, the real truth within yourself can be expressed again, which is the real foundation for love. And as that begins to reveal itself, that is what you're bringing into new relationships, that you're forming a newer foundation, a pure foundation. The next fear we'd like to explore is the fear of failure or failing, and also the fear of success. As the soul keeps moving along its path, it's wanting to or yearning to fulfill its purpose. It has come here with wanting to experience something. That something is unique to all souls. And so as you awaken to a greater, higher understanding that you have a soul and that your soul is going through this process, then there will be multiple initiations along that path that will challenge the programmed mind, the personality aspect of yourself, and challenge it in such a way where it will reveal again the false energetic matrix that it has built over this lifetime and past. When we set out to creating our life, our goals, whatever we desire, at some point the soul must take leadership. The soul begins to drive the vehicle. And when it does, often it's not at all on the same path as what your mind had perceived or thought it was going. And what happens here is that there is a mixture of various different experiences and fears that arise, such as uncertainty. When we allow the soul to take over, there's a lot of uncertainty because the mind has created mechanisms of control, of trying to create experience in which it could predict an outcome. The path of the soul is nothing like this. There's no prediction. There's this a deeper trust, very different. The soul knows its way. And it is the mind, the personality aspect of ourself, that must surrender to it. But that requires faith, trust, trust in the uncertainty, trust in oneself, trust in our own soul. that it is leading us to all that we wished to experience and much more that we could even comprehend. But the personality aspect of ourself fears failing at something. It fears not accomplishing something. I mean, there's a lot of fear around that. But to the soul, there is no failing. To the soul, there is none of that. There are simply experiences that show up to clear the density around what was false, what once was. We've all experienced not succeeding at something. We've all experienced that feeling of what we call failing. But those quotation mark failures were initiations. They were challenges. What and how we worked through them is what we were learning. Could we, or were we able to redirect our energy? Were we able to see the shortcomings? Were we able to see that and learn from them? Or did we just build more, mistrust around our ability to accomplish what we've set out to do? And that feeling of not believing in oneself, of not trusting in oneself, adds to the density in our matrix. And so the next time another experience presents itself that is similar in nature, those densities will surface again. That fear of failing will surface again. And it's what you do when it surfaces that is important. The only way you can shift and transform it is choosing a different path. And so as these thoughts arise within you, do you allow them to take over? And then taking control and trying to work your way around so that does not happen? Or do you trust the path? Do you trust that whatever you're setting out to be will be? The only reason we fail often at something is because we've allowed doubt to enter our experience of our success. For something to be successful, we must believe it can be successful. And when we have a pinch of doubt that enters, it literally erases all the belief that we ever had. And thus creates a different experience. So your doubt changes the outcome of the experience, thus resulting in what we call failure. So that is what we are transforming. We are transforming these mental patterns, which are energetic patterns. And when we do, we no longer have that within our field. However, we do, there's deep roots. The fear of failure runs really deep, just as the fear of love runs really deep. And so each experience offers you an opportunity to shift some of that. And then when it's revisited, it's less potent, it's less intense. It's still there. You can still feel the remnants of it. But you've also experienced something different. So it helps you create more shifts, more transformation, more healing. So how can we use then compassion as a platform, as a holding space to shifting these fears? Because they occur, and then they occur, they feel really real. But compassion as that place inside of you where you can talk to yourself, you can say, okay, I can feel this fear rising up. I can hear the thoughts. I can feel the feeling that is very familiar. But I also know that I can go in a different way, that I can experience something new. I also know that I can choose here. And so compassion allows you to sit with that uncomfortable feeling. It's like that saying, I believe it's Buddha. This was in, I believe, a biography of the Buddha that I read a while back, where the concept of inviting Mara being fear to the table, invite Mara for tea, never left me. And as I practice that, what does that look like? What would having an open door to that fear be like, to sit with it? Not to feed it with more thoughts of fear, but to be in a neutral zone with it and look at it in its face and go, that was once, but now I get to choose. It's like that two wolf thing. Which one will you feed? The fear or the love and trust? It all depends on your awareness and your ability to be neutral with it and then shifting it. And that's what I mean by compassion. Compassion is your ability to be able to do that with yourself, because it opens up a place for more love to be there. Because love supports. Love is the foundation. Love is what holds all of it. And when you have love, fear transforms. Love is too high of a frequency. When there is love frequency within your heart, the lower density of fear begins to transmute, to change into a higher form of energy, and therefore is no longer what it was. And so compassion helps dissolve the fear. And dissolve meaning it changes form. Energy will always change forms. And so if you can work with becoming more neutral around your triggers, bring the experience within your heart space. Sit with it there. Notice the thoughts that arise. And release those thoughts and bring it back to the moment where they're just space. It's just space here in the moment. And in that space, recreate the experience you wish to have around this. And when you do that enough, you will have developed the tools to navigate through all the lower densities that will be occurring for you, that will be arising, and it will become easier to transform them. Easier meaning you'll have new tools. Some are deep-rooted and require more compassion, more space to be held. But as you exercise this, you are more confident in your own ability to transform. Your heart is a natural harmonizer. Choose to be in that space. When fear arises, you bring it to the heart. Bring your fear to your heart and see what happens. Now let us begin to shift into our meditation. Let us integrate some of this information to finding here your comfortable seated position. Connect to your breath. Deep inhale and exhale. Let your mind simply focus on your breath. Allowing your body to begin to relax. Begin to feel yourself drift into this body, drift into this moment, that all thoughts that are above your head begin to merge inwards, bringing our attention to our heart space. Where we begin our descent into the heart, into the deep presence that is within us. Keep dropping into the heart. Keep overriding the mind and the mental field. Your heart is stronger than your mental matrix. Move into the silence of your heart. And in that deeper space within your heart, as you descend in, here we become neutral. We hold a neutral space. That means that it's not high, it's not low, it's not anything, it's just neutral. It's without, if emotional attachment or any mental energetic attachment here. The heart can just be a neutral bystander or observer, if you will, of your experience, of any discomfort you might be feeling, any pain you might be feeling. When you can truly be in your heart space, you can be neutral to that experience. It's only your thoughts about your experience that create more suffering. So when you can watch your thoughts pulling you out of your heart experience, out of the presence, you get to bring it back, and it requires effort on your part to do this. But this is part of the journey. Becoming stronger warriors of light means you must know how you are being removed or how your protective mechanisms pull you out of your center. For no one else is doing that but you. Being in the heart is vulnerable. But being in neutrality isn't. Being in neutrality allows you to just be. And within that neutrality, when you experience an energetic shift felt as an emotion, allow it to move. Allow that energy to rise. And hold it in the space of the heart. Allow it to be felt and be seen. And as you do so, the love within the heart space, that neutral love, that compassion, will help shift it. Compassion, as said before, is not a state of feeling love, feeling a high, blissful feeling. Compassion is very neutral, just as love is just neutral, has different nuances, but neutrality is space. It's a non-attached space to any internal experiences of high or low. And it's in your heart that you begin to have that conversation. With those contradicting thoughts. So when thoughts of fear begin to show themselves through whatever experience, have it be in your heart that you get to acknowledge that, but say, yeah, but I'm also choosing this, and I'd like to see this experience be shifted and felt as this. I choose to do this. And when you fill in the blanks, practice it within your own heart. Take a thought that's reoccurring for you. Take that thought of fear that's pulling you away from your experience and bring it there. And have a conversation with it. Not to fuel its reasoning, not to reason out why it's right or wrong, but simply to acknowledge it and go, I recognize you were hurt. I recognize that that has happened. But I know that I've changed and shifted so much that I'm looking forward to the new relationships that could form. I'm looking forward to the new experience that I can be experienced from a higher state of love. For I know within my heart that my energy has shifted, and by my choice and my intention, I will create an experience which will be different than what was. And I'm looking forward and excited to the new experiences that can be presented to me. For I am creating my experiences, and I choose to experience them with a higher form of love than what I once knew. I leave, and I choose to leave behind and heal those experiences, for they have served me and they no longer serve me now. I am love. I am love. I am love, and I choose experiences of the highest and purest form of love. As I express this love through me, breathe into the heart. Allow your heart to show you the experience it wants to feel. And within your heart, you can state, I allow new experiences, new opportunities of higher conscious love to fill my life. By choosing love, I transform the fears. I am. As you breathe, keep creating space in your heart. Keep expanding the vision of what you wish to create. the feeling you wish to experience. And notice any contradicting thoughts and experiences that your body or your mind might be feeling or pulling you away. Bring it back to the heart. Allow your heart field to neutralize any triggering thoughts that might still be there. And with any thoughts that trigger you, breathe deeply into them, inhaling and exhaling. Your breath will always help you shift that energy. Breathe in deeply and then release. Slowly begin to bring your awareness back. Gently begin to come out of your meditation as you are ready. This meditation is complete. May you have a beautiful day. Namaste.